With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's somebody in Alaska. Presidents Trump and Putin failed to reach a deal to end the Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Heading into their face-to-face talks, Donald Trump said his goal was to have Russia's Vladimir Putin agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine. But no agreement was made.
There's no deal until there's a deal.
He said the two leaders made great progress in their talks, but neither he nor Putin offered any details. Following their meeting, the presidents made brief statements and ended what was supposed to be a joint press conference without taking questions from reporters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration has agreed to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department after a court hearing on Friday. Public policy expert Matt Continetti says the president's intervention into D.C. is for the best.
Anytime you have more law enforcement on the streets, anytime you have more eyes on the streets, you make for a safer place.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Pam Bondi, in a new memo, is directing the district's police to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement, regardless of any city law. Former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says she's concerned about a growing wave of anti-Semitism in this country.
The vast preponderance of anti-Israel, anti-Semitism in the United States is on the left. It's a fashionable position to take on the American left. But it's disingenuous to say it doesn't exist on the right.
Coates, now with the Heritage Foundation, the Trump administration has implemented policies targeting diversity, equity, and inclusion, pointing out that some are promoting discrimination. Media watchdog Adam Gillette warned some universities that claim to have changed their policies have not.
Not merely states where they might go along with the executive order, which might be held up in the courts, but rather red, supposedly conservative states where this is illegal.
Adam Gillette spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington lays out the details of a troubling new report from the Family Research Council.
Churches in the U.S. reported more than 400 acts of hostility last year: physical assaults, arson, vandalism, bomb threats, and gun violence. There were 415 incidents in all, affecting 383 churches in 43 states. Not every act was clearly motivated by hatred of Christianity, but the FRC notes that, quote, such crimes can leave churches in financial, physical, and emotional disarray. Some struggle to cover the cost of repairs and fear future offenses. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A historic synagogue in the Ukrainian city of Odessa has been badly damaged by a Russian drone strike. The synagogue was built in 1898 but had not been very actively used by the local Jewish community since the Soviets shut it down clear back in the 1920s. Rabbi Moshe Osman says the sacred building served as a place of prayer, hope, and spiritual strength. This is SRN News. Ron Taylor reports that cavemen were a little more picky about what stones they used than people used to think.
New research finds early human ancestors during the Stone Age were more picky about the rocks they used for making tools than previously thought. The study, published Friday in Science Advances, shows that early humans had developed a method to chip sharp flakes from rocks to use as blades for butchering meat. At an archaeological site in Kenya, researchers found durable blades made of quartzite, then traced the original rock material to locations several miles away, suggesting the early humans had a mental map of where suitable raw materials were located and planned ahead to use them. Ron Taylor reporting.
China's economy showed signs of slowing down in the month of July. Factory output there was down, retail sales slowed, and housing prices also cooled, according to data that was released on Friday. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.